You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian, and this is the show, if you're not familiar. For the next hour, I'll be playing you mostly some music and kind of talking about what's going on with me and whatnot. Yeah. But on the onset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwilum, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I've got a special guest this week. I brought in my roommate, Patrick. Say what's up, Patrick.
What's up? What's up?
I brought in a... Oh, my God. It's so loud. Oh, stop it. I brought in some special effects this week just for Patrick. But, yeah. Last night, we went to a show at Redgate. It's the first time I ever went to Redgate. It was like this... I guess it seems like it's an ongoing series because they called it like Next Music Out of Tokyo, like volume 15 or something or other. So it was kind of a cool event. They just... I guess they have somebody who's... who's Canadian or something or other and has like helped pay for some of these artists to come perform overseas. But we saw some cool shows at the Redgate. Super cool venue. Never been there before, but that's going to be my first track today. From a band called... Oh, where is it? Oh, here it is. From a band called Aragornian Friends. Here's Green Gas here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
shows that walking through a forest for just 15 minutes can lower symptoms of anxiety and depression and boost positive moods. What better way to welcome spring than by spending time among the trees? As a national nonprofit organization, Tree Canada works to improve the lives of Canadians by planting and nurturing trees in communities across the country. They support individuals, local groups, businesses, and municipalities to increase tree cover and help fight climate change. Join Tree Canada in growing better places to live by visiting treecanada.ca.
And welcome back. You're listening to Open Mic, and that last track was... I don't even can't remember what I just played. This last track was, here we go, Guta Gut by Grand Public here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm in the studio today with my roommate Patrick. Say what's up, Pat.
What's up, everyone?
You can move the mic closer to your face, man.
Oh, my bad. It's been a while since I've done this.
There you go.
Oh, you have the different mics. I guess because my mic at home is like...
Yeah, yeah. No, you got to point it at your face. Yeah, exactly. You know. Yeah, no, me and Patrick... Patrick's my roommate. Patrick and I have been living together for like 3 years now. And prior to that, we were doing another show on CJSF, maybe like 2020, maybe 2021.
Yeah, it was during the pandemic. Cause we recorded
it was during the pandemic, yeah. They asked if I wanted to have my own show during the pandemic because CJSF needed some broadcasters for... Because, like, you know, no one could come into the station and whatnot. So then we kind of had, like, a hefty show. Our show was called Two Asian Dudes at the Show.
Yeah, because we were the only two Asian dudes at shows.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. But it was quite a hefty show. Like, every week we would do, like, 2 hours worth of content, which I was thinking about it. We did, like, 18 shows or something like that, right. Which is, like, that's, like, what, 36 hours worth of content? Like, that's I've been right. doing this... since the beginning of this semester, just an hour a week, and I haven't done 36 shows. Uh-huh. Like, it was an enormous amount of content for us to produce.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, granted, we were at home every day, but, like...
Right. And producing bad content.
I really wonder, like... Now, it's very funny, because I feel like there's a little bit more of a... Not expectation, but, like, I know that people are listening to my show now. Like
big guy.
No, like not expectation, you know. No. But like, you know, I think it's like, I think when we're doing it at home, pre-recording it on like the really crappy like headsets I was using or whatever.
I think the headset mic had insane audio quality.
It did not. You don't, man. I went and go. This is the first time I've ever like gone and listened to one of our podcasts before. But I compared to like us. I compared like. Old files of us recording that podcast before and like how good these radio station mics sound, and it's crazy. These sound so clear.
My Audacity mixing skills back in the day were kind of nuts.
What Audacity mixing skills. We were always like down to the wire, like recording shows the night before they were due.
That's
kind of thing.
Made the content good.
Well, here's the thing. I wonder like what people would have thought of our content back in the day, because like we're two like, you know, early 20-year-olds talking about like slash MU records, right. And like we didn't know anything about music.
I think I'm like more insufferable now.
Have we moved on from MU and it's now films?
I think if I went back and listened to it, I'd be like if I was listening to it and I didn't know it was myself, I'd listen to it and I'd be like, damn. This is trash. They don't let anybody on the radio now.
I mean, they do let anyone on the radio.
That's right.
Seen any cool movies lately, Pat?
Seen any cool movies? Well, I know we watched... let's talk about Robert Bresson's A Man Escaped, which we saw recently. Now, tell me your honest opinion. Did you think the man would...
I don't know. I mean... The title of the movie is The Man Would Escape. Where did you find that movie?
Where did I find that movie? Okay, I'm going to go on a rant about the Criterion Collection. It's a Criterion Collection classic. But Bresson's like a very classic filmmaker, you know. I've never actually seen any of his other movies. I should watch the other ones. But I remember we were watching it, and like I feel like we were laughing at all the inappropriate times. Like, it's a very serious movie. Like it's set in like World War II or World War I?
I don't remember.
He's taken captive, basically, is what happens in the movie. And then
was a journalist or something? Was that it?
I don't think he was a journalist. I think he was just like working for like the resistance. I think it was in French.
Right.
So it must have been like the French resistance. And he's taken captive. And it's like just a very like minimalist movie, right? Like there's nothing.
Yeah, not like really crazy set pieces either.
But it's like it's kind of cool that it's shot in that way. But like I just remember we kept laughing at like all the wrong moments. But like, this reminds me of, like a bit that like you know the Safdie brothers, the guys who did like Uncut Gems. Like they've got like I can't remember whether it was Josh or Benny Safdie who was like we need to like do like a retrospective. Where we classify all of Persone's movies as black comedies. Because they're inadvertently kind of funny. You know?
Man, we watched that we watched that 3 weeks ago. But I remember like laughing at things that were supposed to be very, very serious that were like just kind of funny, you know?
Yeah, like when he's like scraping like at the door and he has to like push away like the wood bits, I was like laughing. I don't know why.
I mean, I think that movie was the intention was like that movie was like built tension very well. Like him, like they set the movie up really cool where the first scene where he's being brought to his new cell, they have the prison guard in his like normal routine of doing like the route of like or doing his like laps of like the prison. He's like always dragging his key along the railing, so you hear it like going ding 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 ding, and it's like building. It's like they set that up as like a way to build tension when he's like sort of cutting his way outside of the wooden door. You always hear it, but you hear him getting closer, and he's getting all tense and stuff.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
Like I had better tension when I was a kid.
Oh, no.
I would sneak out of my bedroom because my parents would put the DSs in the living room. And I'd have to break out of my bedroom and take the DSs from the living room. And then, like, get in 4 hours with, you know, Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass and then put the DS back in the morning. I think that was my
man escape.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sick. All right. I'm going to get back to some more music here. What am I going to play next? Let's look at my set list. Okay. I'm going to be coming back with a song by Julie, Skipping Tiles, here on CJSF 90.1 FM.